before Jameson and some, but maybe keep to water.
Okay, go. Oh, wow.
Don't be pumping your lungs with all of that. Right, persist is the biggest. We checked out to Trey Songz with the slow motion. We also had Neo with Mad on Namibia's Heart and Soul. And now guys are just talking about the good Select Reserve. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah, is it really that girl?
Yes.
Aye.
Don't get me started.
I could never. I can't.
Get me started.
I will be texting
Ice
my
cubes. Just the rocks. And,
okay.
You know. Oh, you'll be.
I.
Come on, don't do it.
I would literally wake up the next day and be like, Where am I?
What did I do? Oh,
how did
please.
I get home?
Do I still have my phone?
And then I'll ask my friend, did I do anything embarrassing last night? So it's fun.
She'll probably be like, yes, Choma.
Yeah, I know my friends don't talk like that.
Oh, okay. No, but after the Jamie.
Oh, you mean
after
like...
After the Jamie. After the Jamie, it reverts to 10 years back.
Oh,
it's 9:17. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. We are celebrating that 43 years of an independent state for Zimbabwe. We're Very celebrating true. Our fellow Southern African brothers and sisters. We've been doing it since 6 a.m. We spoke to Abudi George Msumba. We spoke to Osi Rufaro Rufi. And now we're going to bring in an award-winning, multi-award winning, may I add.
Don't play.
Yeah, hip-hop show host with ZFM. She's also an online creator, but she's now based in South Africa, just pushing her heart soul.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Lady K.
Yay.
What's up, Lady K?
You know, I think that was one of the best intros I've had in a very long time.
Good morning, Kuda. How are you doing?
Hi, Shekwan. Hi, Edith. Thank you so much for calling me, guys. You guys just brought back, like, so many memories. Oh, my God.
So, for interest sake, for, like, everyone who's actually listening right now, yeah. Lady K was actually the person who hired me for radio at UNAM Radio.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yes,
look
she
at
is.
You keeping that from me.
Yeah, she's my person.
Wow. So you guys actually have a special connection.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely. So most of what There's laid the foundation.
I started radio. And when I started radio in Namibia, I never at any point ever thought I'd get the position where I start to seek out talent. And it was such an amazing journey because if you remember Shekwan, it was me, you, Gordon, Josie, Hanya,
yes, true,
Alfie, cool lot, there was a huge squad of just these really, really talented people,
and Rufaro as well,
and Rufi as well,
yes. No, man, so
it
lovely
was
to hear
quite
you, man.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, man. We obviously having a conversation about, you know, Zimbabwe just turning 43 years of independence or celebrating 43 years of independence today. What exactly does that mean to you, regardless of whether you live in Zimbabwe right now or not? What exactly does 43 years of independence mean to you?
Well, you know what, look, Zimbabwe is home, regardless. If you know me very well, I've traveled the majority of my entire life. I'm not even based in Zimbabwe right now. I'm actually based in Joburg.
Yeah.
But home is home. So the past 43 years have just been a reflection of who we are, where we've come from, and what we're capable of doing in the future. So it's basically us being given ode to the people who paved the way for us. Because if you look back to how things were back in the day and how things are now, especially for a black woman, things have changed so much. So for me, as a young black thriving Zimbabwean woman, grasping the world by the horn, it's just a great opportunity for me to say, you know what, I'm Zimbabwean, I'm proud. We've come a very long way, and my ancestors have given us this opportunity and this great land and a great country to represent everybody, to show who we are, how great we are, and just how best we can do everything that we do. So 43 years is a milestone. It is, listen, someone's parent right there, okay? Someone's grand, actually. Look at me. And it's a beautiful feeling. We've gone through so much, but I think at the end of the day, everything that we're going through is just making us stronger, better individuals. I mean, if you look right now, anywhere in the world, you will find us involved in there. Why? Because we've got so many different skill sets. We've got so many opportunities that we can do whatever we can wherever else in the world. And it's a very great thing. So, 43 years of independence in Zimbabwe. Very happy. Thank you guys so much for recognizing this day for us. And we know we're just going to continue fighting and being the best Zimbabwe that we can be wherever we are.
I think on my end, I just really like to explore the media bit, the media industry, because my goodness, you guys have a thriving industry when it comes to your radio, to
massive.
your media industry.
Yeah,
43 years down the road, Kura, where do you see Zimbabwe's media right now? You know, just in terms of radio, print, TV as well. What are your analysis thereof?
Oh, like I just basically said, what has happened is that things have changed drastically. So as things were done in a particular way back then, there weren't that many opportunities available. But I currently work as the assistant Sarah. So let me tell you how I've actually worked. I'm based in South Africa,
but I
host a show in Zimbabwe. So even though I'm not at home, I'm still able to do everything I can do in the studio.
That is insane.
You see what I'm saying? So the majority of the people still think I'm back home, but I'm not. I'm here. I still do shows for the Ethan Stereo. I do IG Live for the Ethan Stereo. I'm able to do interviews in South Africa and able to send concerts back home. So it's things like that. You know, you don't necessarily have to just be in one place to be able to create content or to broadcast. You don't have to. You can be literally anywhere in the world. So I'm very grateful that this company that I work for, which is the brand called AB Communications, which hosts the FM Stereo, has given me this opportunity, again, as a young black involved woman, to go out there in the world and be able to showcase my media talent by collecting data and whatever from all of the other countries and taking it back home. So in terms of our media is moving. Like, we are now finding different creative, exciting ways to present content to our viewers. So it doesn't have to be me sitting in a studio Monday to Friday. I don't need to be there. I can be in Japan. I can be in Tokyo. I can be in Namibia.
Come on.
So I think we have really, really managed to think outside the box, have creative and fun ideas and very interactive ways of connecting our audience to bigger audiences all over the world through different ways of communicating.
Now, just one last final thing, right?
Yeah.
Just in conversations, you know what I mean? Just like off air and so on. I'll be getting a lot of texts about how incredible it is that we are celebrating another country.
Yeah.
How we as Namibians are observing you guys and celebrating your independence with you. Should this become a norm, Kura, especially amongst us as Southern Africans? Should this become a norm where Zimbabwe celebrates Namibia, Namibia celebrates Botswana, Botswana celebrates Angola, etc.?
Yeah.
Absolutely, guys. But let's be honest, no country is an island, okay? We do have islands, but you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we're
literally
one.
They still work with other people,
Exactly, we are all one. And there's nothing wrong with embracing somebody else just because I've got a different passport from me, just because I've got a different nationality. At the end of the day, guys, let's be honest, we're all friends, we're all brothers and sisters. It's just a border literally just separating us. I came to Namibia, I went to varsity there, and Namibia is literally my second home. I'm currently staying in South Africa. The South African media industry has literally opened up their arms to me. I've been to so many other different countries, and it doesn't make any sense for me being able to come here and be able to work with people and then not open up my arms to them when they're celebrating something, or when you guys are celebrating something.
Yeah.
I can't open up my arms to them like, hey guys, congratulations. We have to have that sense of unity, because at the end of the day, we are all going to need something from each other. And if we're not going to be able just to celebrate like an Independence Day or a bit of achievement that the country has done, it kind of boils that or breaks that in half. So I'm all for unity. I'm all for opening up our arms to each other, because we are always learning something different from each other. I don't know everything. You guys don't know everything. But I bet you, if you're to come here, there's so many things you can learn. When I was in Namibia, that's how I started my radio career. The person I am today was because I was taught in Namibia. I can never now turn my back and say, well, no, I'm this great person. I'm this great person because I've been assisted by amazing Namibians. South Africa has now accepted me in their country, and I'm able to open up all these different doors for myself. Everybody everywhere around me has somewhat contributed to me being a better individual. So why would we now not want to open up our arms continuously?
Yeah.
Celebrating each other, it's a beautiful thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong. It shows unity, it shows love. And it just shows acceptance. That's one thing that we need to know, need to learn as human beings, to accept. Wow. So I think it's a beautiful thing, and I love it. I love it.
Boys and girls, young and old, it's Sakura Dzenga, a.k.a. Yes. the legendary Lady K. Thank Come you so on. Much for your time. We appreciate you. You know it's all love, Lady K.
It's all love. Being love. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. Okay, guys. Take care. Thank you.
Have you had the dream? All right, cool. Cheers. Thank you so much, Lady K. This conversation will be up. That's on our website. Pretty soon, True. Stick around. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Have you always had the dream of being the next big Namibian producer? But your only problem is that your beats sound like this.